Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Saturday, September 17th, 2022. Today he is reminding us of the impossibility of separation from our source. To awaken is to remember and rejoice. Here in the non-physical realms, we continue to watch with joy and admiration as humanity continues to move most positively forwards on its rapidly accelerating path to awakening. Yes, your progress is accelerating, even though to many of you it appears to be moving at a snail's pace. There is so much unraveling now in the world of form as ever more whistleblowers come forward to report on deceit and dishonesty in the workplace. Multinational organizations, governments and their agencies, the media, etc. As a result, people are finding themselves unable to continue to ignore so-called conspiracy theories as it becomes ever more obvious that they are not just wild and crazy theories, but reports of extreme misbehavior that need to be investigated so that the perpetrators can be called to answer for their actions and so that honesty and transparency can be established where corruption has been rife. What all need to understand is that the perpetrators were doing their best as they understood it and that all of them have suffered intense, even debilitating trauma in their early lives, which conditioned them never to trust anyone. From infancy onwards, that created an unbelievably terrifying sense of fear within them, leading them to erect around themselves insurmountable and unbridgeable psychological defense mechanisms, effectively putting themselves in solitary confinement, unable to communicate with anyone, including themselves, in an honest and open manner. Consequently, they are in intense pain, which, in order to operate in the world, they have had to deny and keep deeply hidden within them. Yes, what they have done is wrong, but while they may well need to be restrained and perhaps placed in a safe environment where they can spend as much time as they need to come to an awareness of the unacceptability of those behaviors, this will help them to uncover their true nature. Love. When they do this and let go of their personal, deeply long-held and utterly invalid sense of guilt, unworthiness and inadequacy, they will then delight in that wondrous release, the knowing that all is well. What these people need now is your compassion, acceptance, forgiveness and love, not judgment or punishment. Every human has committed or engaged at some time in thoughts, words, or actions that were unloving and for which they may even still feel guilt, and everyone wants to be able to free themselves from or release any guilt or shame that they still feel and cling to. Therefore, everyone can understand the need to treat those seemingly lost ones. No one is ever truly lost. Compassionately sending them love, not judgment, and in that way reminding them, because obviously they have forgotten, that each one of them is most definitely a beloved child of God. Humanity's destiny is to awaken. What that means is every single sentient being coming to know themselves as one, and therefore as eternally present with and inseparable from Source, from the love that they have maybe spent decades seeking outside of themselves. Your awakening is inevitable and unavoidable, because to be present and awake is the only possible form of existence. This is the divine truth, the only truth. No one is or ever can be excluded, left out or discarded, because there is nowhere else that they can be. There is no trash bin or landfill. And therefore everyone is awakening. Do not be misled or discouraged by the almost constant flow of distractions that you encounter in your daily lives. Yes, they keep on arriving unbidden, but unless they are totally personal issues with which you need to deal, do not engage with them. Instead of allowing your attention to be drawn in, send love to all who are suffering, and obviously many are experiencing intense suffering. Knowing that doing so is extremely effective and is the most effective thing that you can do. Then return to just being as you go about your daily human lives, focused on the love that you are, while maintaining the constantly renewing intent to share and extend that love limitlessly. This allows your creative abilities to flow freely through you, offering someone a smile as you have a brief interaction with them in a store, or even just passing someone on the street, thus awakening, or starting to awaken, and thus strengthening the self-awareness within that person of their intrinsic and infinite validity as a dearly beloved child of Mother, Father, God. All are one. I cannot repeat this too frequently because you are continually being bombarded with sensations of separation, indicating that you are alone, even abandoned in a very hostile world. Sensations that seem to confirm for you your individual insignificance as one among billions. This is not the case because you are never alone. However, you can fool yourself into believing that you are, because your individual human forms are most definitely physically separated from each other, have no means of merging as one, and sometimes even engage dangerously with others. But, as you well know, you are not your bodies. Your bodies are just temporary containers within which you have chosen to enclose yourselves to experience a very unreal and limited state of being. Unfortunately, that sensation is extremely real and convincing for the vast majority of humans, and all their interactions with one another seem to confirm it. Your individual purpose as a human is to remember your oneness with Source, Love, Mother, Father, God. However, while experiencing the intense sense of separation that being a human in form provides, it is very difficult for you to come to an awareness, a remembering of that unalterable divine truth. Most of you, quite naturally while present in this state of apparent separation, see yourselves as small and insignificant, as beings of whom God surely could not be aware. And often the prayers you have been taught from childhood insist that you are not only unworthy of His love, that by sinning you can seriously offend Him. That is nonsense. God is infinite love. Love is utterly without conditions of any kind and cannot be offended. If there were conditions, it would not be love. Therefore, you are in every moment infinitely loved. There is not even the shortest instant when you are separated from love, because it alone is what you are, eternally. It is the life force coursing through you eternally and through your physical bodies, maintaining them for you until either illness or old age and decay cause them to fail and die. To awaken is to remember this and rejoice, and this is what humanity is doing. Disregard the naysayers and doom-mongers who, like so many, have temporarily and totally lost their memories, do not know who they are, and are attempting to convince others of the truth of this so as not to be alone in their fear and misery. Your awakening is inevitable, and it can happen now. In fact, it will happen now, because there is only now. All else is unreal, illusory. Infinite joy awaits your choice to avail of it. Now. With so very much love, Saul.